Yes, sir.
Okay, now the first thing on our agenda this afternoon is going to be Dave Dorn, but before we get to that, we have Dave Smith, who's got 30 seconds to give us an update of some business that we had this morning.
All right, go. So the two buildings that we talked about, we're not going to put the one on Kismet. We had discussion about repatriating that and using it for Lumen. The contractor for Harris, Rocky Mountain Communications, I contacted their head guy. He said he thought it would be about $3,700, but certainly less than $4,000 to do that equipment swap to make that work, because that Kismet building has already been populated with all the equipment. So they will remove that equipment, put the Lumen equipment in it, and then when the Lumen building comes a couple months down the road, we can get that set up for Kismet. So if you guys will bless less than $4,000 to make that happen, we can pull the trigger on that and start working on that pretty much immediately.
So we lose no time.
We lose no time, and this is outside the Harris contract. This is between Sublette County and Rocky Mountain Communications. Harris is not involved in this transaction in any way.
You guys okay with that?
Yes.
Yep.
Everybody? Well, you got your okay then.
Thanks,
Dave.
See you, sir.
All right, now, Dave Dorn, you and whoever, come on out.
Sure, if you come on with me.
All right. Well, thank you.
You want to introduce Sharon to everybody? I know Sharon.
Yeah. I think I know everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
I think they know me.
Sharon, okay. She's the clinical director for the clinics.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks for giving us the opportunity to get an update. I think the first thing I'd like to talk about is the Sublette Center merger. And last Friday, an issue came up. Nick Healy called Clay, our attorney, and said, hey, we can't buy the Sublette Center as a healthcare district, that we needed to be a hospital district, okay? Clay read the statute. He can't see any reason why we can't as a healthcare district. I went ahead and forwarded the information to the Wyoming Hospital Association. Their staff reviewed it yesterday, gave me the same response. And then this morning I got an email from Eric Boley, the healthcare president, and he said he doesn't see any reason why we can't do it. And so he'll help us, you know, I don't know if we have to get some kind of a different opinion from someone, but they'll help us get through it. And so he's not seeing anything in the statute of the healthcare district that would cause us not to be able to purchase the Sublette Center. So that's where that's at. I just wanted to clear that up first. I don't, you know, obviously it's an issue that has to be dealt with, but I don't think it's a game stopper. So
okay.
That's where we're at. Obviously, we're proceeding as if the Sublette Center and the district are going to be one. We feel like that's very important for the healthcare in the county. Obviously, there's lots of advantages for the Sublette Center, and there's advantages for us as a district. But I think more than that, it's an advantage to the Sublette Center residents, Sublette County residents, to be able to have a healthcare system that will be able to take care of their needs, whether they're elderly, whether they're young, that will all be under one umbrella. I think that kind of secures the future of the 50 jobs at the Sublette Center, the 70 jobs at the district going into the future. You guys go ahead and take, I gave you guys a little handout. This is the latest update on the layout of the building. The PAR process that we've been going through, we're gaining. We're not completely done with it yet, so all of this is a draft. But I just wanted you guys to visually see how it was going to set on the property, and it will work with the survey the way it was done. I think it was 8.35 acres, I think, is what we got, and we have a little over 4 right now that we're sitting on, so it'll be a total of 12 acres altogether. And you guys, anytime you guys have questions, go ahead. The major change that came through this time was the Sublette Center wanted a centralized nurses station, so you can see that on the floor plan. So they have one nurses station to man, which will help with staffing. So, guys, any questions about that? Again, this first go around, one of the biggest concerns that we had was expandability. How would we expand in the future? And so right now, pretty much every department has an exterior wall. So if we have to push those walls out at some time in the future, we can do it.
So I think I'm having trouble looking at the schematic, but I guess you referred to as a long-term care center.
Right.
Looking at this, and maybe you can help me out because I can't see the small print. What are the entrances and exits for that part of it, the long-term care unit?
Okay, right. The yellow is the lobby for the nurse long-term care facility or sublet center, right there. So this is a combined entryway that will. So if you come in and you want to go to the clinic, you go down this hallway. If you have something going on in the hospital, you go this way. So it'll be a centralized registration on this end for the hospital and the clinic. This the sublet center will have its own lobby and registration area right there. And this is facing Hennig. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So this is the only entrance?
This is Hennig.
That's Hennig, okay.
Hennig is here. This is facing Fremont.
Fremont, okay. Lake Road. I got to mix that. Okay. Yeah, this is Fremont out here.
Oh, okay.
Shows the current line of the streets.
I guess the reason I'm asking is so if there's a separate access entry in the event that you had a resident being returned from an outside facility, be it at a tertiary care center or whatever, they don't have to go all the way through the clinic to do so.
Correct. Okay. Yep. And we've also had discussions too on maybe another entry somewhere on the backside of the long-term care facility as well to have an entryway that we could move people in and out as well.
Yeah, there's some we may not want to advertise moving out.
That's right.
Okay.
So kind of, if you're looking at square footage numbers, the call area is around 35,000 square feet. The long-term care portion of the building is around 33,000 square feet. And we're going to utilize the 15,000 square feet of the existing clinic as the clinic.
And admin.
And administration as well, is right.
Mr. Chairman, so in looking at this picture, the property that we own right now that houses the county health nurse VSO officer, that would go away.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, if we stick with this plan, right.
And they would be housed in the admin area of the existing clinic. What's now the ER and radiology and lab would become admin area. We would have to come up with something to do with them during the time of construction, but eventually they would be housed in that area.
Okay.
Yeah, the whole end of the clinic will be able to convert it to offices. And I would like to have the public nurse, the VA, the people that are in that other building stay up there with us and be in that side of the building.
Have you talked to them about their desires?
I've talked to them and told them what might be coming and that nothing was finalized, but that this was a possibility. Yep. All right, we'll talk about numbers a little bit. Right now, we're in the final stages of getting the financial forecast completed. Right now, I've got preliminary numbers, basically they're summary numbers. And we can kind of just go right down the list. The project cost estimate is $46,827,000, and that is for both the CAW and the sublet center. Right now, the revenues from the district are around $8.2 million a year. The revenues from the sublet center are around $3.5 million a year to give a total of $11.7 million. Yeah, when we put the con to the equation with our better reimbursement, that raises our projected revenues to $16 million between the two of us. And the estimated income available to service debt is at $2.6 million, and the estimated annual debt service is $1.3 million. I want to add that the 3.7% interest rate I think is really conservative right now. It looks like the USDA portion of the loan will be below 3%, and then there's also a small private government shared portion of the debt too, which is around 20% of the loan, which will be a little bit higher than that, but I'm sure we can get that interest rate lower than the 3.7. So this is a conservative estimate. The ratio is 1.93. The USDA is looking for 1.5 or higher, and so we're in pretty good shape as far as what the USDA is looking for as far as debt service goes. So that's where that stands. Currently, Dr. Burnett had asked me, what is it going to cost us to staff the hospital in that certification period? Because we have to be considered a real hospital for that first 6 months, and that's an estimate. And so we'll have to have a physician in-house 24 hours a day. And so I made a really conservative estimate at $500,000 to $600,000 for that time period for extra physician coverage, and we can fund that out of the district reserves to take care of that. That will be an expensive 6 months. They are allowable costs, but they will be expensive.
And hopefully not 12.
Hopefully not 12 is right.
Yeah.
And so the numbers I used were based on 12 months, and so.
They were?
Yeah, that's what I did. Yeah, I based that on 12 months.
Okay.
We have three physicians in-house now with Dr. Demetrios starting, and so those guys will take their regular rotations through. So that'll take up a big chunk of that responsibility, but we'll need more help than the three physicians. All right. Sharon wanted to talk a little bit about some of the clinical things that might happen when the call is put into place.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
When you're looking at your projected revenues, you don't anticipate the revenues for the sublet center going up?
I think they will, but I just left them flat in the projections.
Okay.
And my thinking on that is obviously the Medicare business that they have now, a lot of that will go to the call on as swing bed business, but I think the census at the sublet center will go up because of the new building and the memory care unit. And so I basically said that's an offset. So we just keep it flat in the projections.
So Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Dave, up here on the projected cost estimate, could you break that down to each individual?
Right now, roughly, we're at $28 million on the cost side. And the balance would be the sublet center. And so that would be 18, 19 million, yes.
Dave, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Becker?
No, sorry, that was me.
I mean, no.
In the past, we talked about blank.
I know one of the things I forgot to mention is Title 25.
Title 25, that's
yes.
Where this is going.
And we're planning on doing that.
Okay.
And basically, we did make a visit to Star Valley 2 weeks ago,
okay.
And we saw how they handle it. And basically, they take one of their ER exam rooms, and they section it off so they can pull a door down, basically, to cover the sinks and the cabinets to make it a secure room. They have it set right across from the nurse's station, and so that's a very doable process.
Perfect.
I've talked to Casey, and you know those guys obviously will help with if there's someone that needs one-on-one watching. Those guys will be there to help us out as well.
Thank you for checking into that.
Okay.
So a couple of things that I just wanted to say is that, you know, living and working here in this community, I've had a lot of opportunity to talk to people around the community, and some of the questions are, you know, what's this going to bring to me and my family?
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to bring the access to be able to have your family member in a hospital here as opposed to having to go to Jackson. Sometimes being in the hospital in Jackson's more of a burden on the family than it is on the person that goes to the hospital, because it's not sometimes easy to get to Jackson, and you want to be able to go and visit that person. You want to be able to go and be, you know, there for emotional support, or if they're having a surgery, you want to be there. It'll add services to the community, and some people have told me, well, you know, do they use the services now? We just upgraded our ultrasound machine, and in the last 3 months, we've done more ultrasounds in the last 3 months than we've done in the whole year we did the previous year. So if you offer the service, or if we as a healthcare entity or a district offer the service, and we advertise the service and let people know that it's here, they are using the service. I think it's, as we continue to add services, I mean, we had mammography, we've lost mammography because of the age of the equipment. If we add mammography and DEXA scan, then women don't have to go out of town and spend a whole day going out of town. They can do it here, take a half day off of work, as opposed to taking a whole day off of work. There are so many advantages that this will add to this community, just having a whole healthcare district here where we're all working together at the same. There's many, many services that we've continued to add in the lab. There's, if we add surgery as slowly as we can have it as we start or add it in, that's another service line that we can add to the community so that people don't have to go somewhere else to have their healthcare.
So, Mr. Chairman, on your projected income, you know, after you've been going here, did you estimate these services in there, or is this number the number that would be recapture money from the current services yours?
Some is recaptured, but some of Ide Bailey has estimated that these were the services that will be added. You're going to add X number of we know that labs will increase because you'll have inpatients. We know that x-rays will increase because we have inpatients. We gave Ide Bailey the numbers of what we currently do, and they know what hospitals, critical access hospitals, usually do on a daily basis, and they used what we currently do to project what we could possibly do.
Yeah, so there's new numbers.
So there's new numbers.
Yep.
And this service is added.
Yep.
And we, during the last 4 years that we've been on this road, going down this road, you've gone to Colorado, I went to several hospitals in Montana, Idaho, all new, fairly new critical access hospitals, and we said, what's your number one problem? And they said, we didn't anticipate the growth. Every one of them was adding on space because they said, we thought that this was going to be what we needed, and it was so popular to keep people in the community that now one of them was 5 years into it, and they were already expanding their lab and their occupational therapy. And then another one was already expanding their inpatient beds because they didn't have enough to begin with.
I also wanted to let you guys know that I met with IRMAC last week. I've met with Jackson Hole in the past couple of months. Both of those facilities are very interested in helping us in any way we need, whether it be a management contract, you know what I mean? I don't know what that would look like at this point in time, but I wanted to let you know that those facilities are very willing to help us. They have a ton of expertise that we can access, and going into a project like that, we will need help. So,
Dave, Mr. Chairman, in the past, Wendy, or you can answer this, we talked about an RFI for information for those services.
Absolutely, and we're going to do that. Yeah. And I've talked to one independent management company. I've talked to two healthcare facilities, and so we get down the road a little bit, we plan on having them come in and give presentations.
When we met with Fred Baldwin, he mentioned, you know, reaching out to Utah and all that.
Yep,
That's
yep.
on your list?
Yep, it is. Yep.
Wendy, you had a comment?
I think one of the things that concerns me as far as the sublet center is concerned is that Jackson is adding 20 beds to their senior care facility. And when that happens, are we going to lose residents out of the sublet center, which would also involve losing revenue for them? And is that eventually going to shut down the sublet center? I mean, consider it. It's a very real possibility.
And there's 33,000 square feet. How many rooms are available?
Right now, we've got 43 or 44. Don, you know?
44.
44. 44. You know, and in the past, I think that's a really good number to start with. I mean, if we can get sublet center averaging 40 to 44 patients, they're going to cash flow, and so that's our goal. And I think a new building and with the memory care services will help with that census.
This is currently 43, not counting the memory care, or counting the memory care?
Counting it.
And where's the memory care?
That right there. It's an individual unit right there. Yeah.
Probably not a question for you. I see the future expansion on those two wings, and there's four more beds per. What? Estimate that expansion and the price. What would that be? Can you do that?
Oh man. Another that. What is that? A 16-bed expansion, or just
four?
Four.
Four.
Okay.
And that may not be something you can answer at this time.
I know the cost per square foot is in the mid 300s. You know what I mean? And we're probably talking a couple hundred square foot per room.
So.
Yeah, it compared to what we're spending, it's not, you know, material. But.
I'm of the opinion that how many rooms do you have full currently, Dawn?
How full am I currently?
Yes.
64%.
Which is
30.
My current bed count is 31, but I should be 32.
And this is only 45 counting the memory wing.
Right.
So that only gives you, I don't know how many is this total, these two wings, if you exclude them.
Yeah, there's like 30, what would that be, 37?
So
40.
I'm of the feeling that once this is a new facility, that it's already going to be too small because of the fact that it's new and it's going to draw more people from outlying counties,
right,
and here locally. The ones that have left will come back to it.
Yeah.
So that's my first impression.
We did some market analysis as well as far as how many long-term care beds there are in Sweetwater County, Sublette County, and Teton County.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, the way that comes out is around 22 beds per 1,000 people over the age of 65. The rest of the state is at 33 beds per 1,000 people over the age of 65. And so we don't have too many long-term care beds on this end of the state at all. And so, you know, I mean, your idea that we could be short right away could be true. Because there's, as the statistics go right now, we don't have enough long-term care beds, but we know we're not full either, so.
Sure. Don, does that seem legitimate that you're gonna have?
Yeah, because
I think
while
the
I'm
new facility is gonna draw people.
Well. Yeah, I think it's certainly possible. You know, like Wendy mentioned, there is an issue of competition with St. John's adding the 22 beds, but at the same time, most of our population is parents of people who already live here. So I'm not sure that they would necessarily leave Sublette Center, for instance, to go to Jackson. You know, according to the point that Sharon made, you know, that distance is no small measure to travel.
Mm-hmm.
Also, that memory care business does tend to increase. You know, we're seeing overall in long-term care statewide a need for more secured units. So I feel like the outlook for long-term care is actually pretty good.
Okay. I think a real strong market for the sub-center, though, is Sweetwater County.
Mm-hmm.
And they have one older, they have two older facilities in the county down there, and I think a new sublet center will stack up really good against them.
And we're all getting older.
That's a fact.
Might be some of us.
Daily. I'm back.
Not true.
Not true.
Not true. I'm getting better.
All right. Well, I guess. What it comes down to, though, you know, right now, you know, we're spending the least amount of money as we can to get to this point and get to the point where we can apply to the USDA. I feel like I'm getting to the point where we need some information from you as far as where you guys are concerning the project, because I don't want to waste any money going forward. We're kind of at the end of the road on the PAR. We're kind of at the end of the road on the financial forecast. And this has all been assuming that the Sublette Center is going to be a part of the project. Obviously, if some of that changes, you know, these numbers and this work goes out the window. And so even the ball field project, I know people are waiting for information from you guys before the next step is taken. And I think we're running into that even with the merger with the Sublet Center. I mean, everybody would like to know where you guys stand on the project. And so I'm not sure if you guys can answer that today, but man, we'd sure appreciate any input that you can give us.
What would, can you narrow down your ask from us as far as, you guys can handle the hospital end of it on your own, your own USDA loan. Mm-hmm. So your ask from us is the $18 million for the Sublet Center portion.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, to make the combined project work, that's what's going to have to happen. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, but the question is, you just ask about the ball fields, and you're kind of waiting for us to, you know, where we are.
Right.
Well, we've already said we would be partners
okay.
with in that process to purchase the ball fields.
Right.
But we've never been given a number to be able to say, okay, we'll write a check. And for our fair share of whatever that is, so you can purchase the property
right.
to build this. My other biggest concern is the Sublet Center. Where is the Sublet Center in all of this as far as the partnership?
Right.
You know, I've heard what you guys have to say. I would really like to hear what they have to say. And I don't mean to put you on the spot. But if this is going to be successful, and you're talking, to quote Commissioner Vickery, you have a total of 48 million?
47.
It's going to cost 50. So, but the point is we all got to be on the same page.
Yes, absolutely.
And so are we on the same page? That's what, for myself personally, that's what I need to know.
Our board has all intent of continuing the conversation with the district. We're supportive. We want to continue with healthcare in Sublet County. And we're moving forward with information. I hope to have another meeting with the district and possibly the commissioners to share information and fact getting. Our whole board hasn't discussed what has come up recently with the center possibly not being able to purchase this. We have a meeting on the 22nd, and I'll be able to tell you more. We still, at our last meeting, we made the statement that we continue to support and move forward on gathering information towards that.
Thank you.
Okay,
Dawn may have something to say. She's
Dawn, do you have anything?
I always have
something. Would you like the microphone?
No, but I think that Sublet Center has very much participated in this process. You know, we're an operation that runs on a shoestring budget. We've committed a lot of money to legal fees to make sure our fiduciary responsibility is done. And at the end of the day, what this represents for Sublet Center is an entire change in identity. It's a change in culture, possibly a change in location. So there is no way that our board of directors is going to take that decision and make it without doing their due diligence. Without making sure that, number one, that Ide Bailey report comes out, and it comes out favorably with real and good numbers. Number two, we're not going to make this decision without getting some type of public input. We've relied on everybody from the churches to the county commissioners to everybody who trusts us taking care of their parents for the last, since 1978. So we're not going to just throw that away. And so these decisions do take a long time, and if we, you know, appear to be the drag your feet party in this, then, you know, we apologize. But I don't see that necessarily means we're not committed to the process, because we absolutely are.
Thank you very much.
She's
I appreciate
very well
that.
Spoken.
We have just recently talked about intent. And I think you very adequately expressed your intent in terms of moving forward based on for lack of a better word, a number of circumstances or contingencies. And I guess what I'm hearing, and maybe what you want to hear from the board, I don't know, is if you decide to move forward, what is our intent, and what role might that play in your intent? In other words, decision-making process. If I'm hearing correctly, and I think this is what everybody has been working very diligently and hard at this for a number of years now, and I think it's come down to the point, even though we don't have a solid decision because you haven't and your board haven't reached your decision, you're looking to the commission asking us, if you move forward as hoped, is it our intent to financially provide the support that you need outside the $28 million that might be provided in the USDA loan?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying this is a conversation with the board. What we are being asked, I think, is that if the stars align, if you get your concerns met as a board in a hopefully majority, strong majority fashion, and come to conclusion that you want to join services, and I don't know which word to use because I'm not sure if it's a merger, an affiliation, an acquisition. I'm not the expert. But I think what you're asking is, if that happens, would we, the county, be willing to give you the resources to continue on with that project? Which, let me make it simple, we're talking about $18 million here. So I don't know that we need that in form of a motion. I would like to hear from the commissioners in terms of their favorability in moving forward with this. And I suppose I can start out by saying that I would be in favor of this project moving forward, provided our contingencies are met as well. And that has to do with, some of those aren't going to be listed today. What do we do with our public health facility? What do we do with VSO? You have offered housing for them, but that's not to say that they're not gracious for that, but it may be that in the scheme of things, public health doesn't want to be affiliated for a number of reasons, one of which could be confidentiality with a source such as a rural healthcare district. It might be better to maintain as a separate entity. So I'm saying that we're working on contingencies, but overall in favor of the moving forward with the intent based on those contingencies without having a formal motion, I would be in favor of doing so.
Thank you, Mr. Eagle. I'd like to make a motion that we not exceed but up to $20 million for the Sublet Center portion upon approval of the USDA application and the Sublet Center board approval. Support this for $20 million.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second, and before we have a discussion, could you please state your motion again for me?
The motion is to not to exceed $20 million upon the approval of the USDA loan and the Sublet Center board. We will commit that.
Merger?
I don't want to say merger because it could be an acquisition, so approval of the Sublet Center board.
Okay.
Questions? Let me just add my concern on top of this to your motion, and that has to do with the board's contingencies, the board's concerns, whether it's with the old building, the housing of public health, or what other stipulations. So I would like to, we'll continue the discussion, but I would like to see where we have an area in there for our upcoming concerns.
That opens it up for discussion.
A budget?
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 What budget?
Yeah. I thought you had it in your pocket over here.
Well, let's have some discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't think quite ready to go with this motion for some of these very reasons we're talking about. Budget for one thing, but numerous things come into my head just listening to this conversation, and so far all we seem to be talking about is building this facility. We still need to talk about how we're going to run it and where are we going to get the money to operate it. One of my board concerns that I would list is there a commitment between the two boards based on public support to go before the people for two more mills to keep all this stuff operating? I don't want us to build all this and then get into trouble and, hey, we're broke. We can't keep the doors open because we're not getting enough revenue. One thought comes to my mind in listening to Don speak is I don't think they've had time to address this yet, but in terms of the citizens living in the sublet center, if you're going to move their location, and Commissioner Vickery brought this up and made a good point of it, not in a public meeting, but when we were going to lunch today, are there things that the people that are in sublet center now going to not be able to do and participate in by moving that facility up on the hill? I don't know the answer to that, but I think it is a legitimate question. What is in the best interest of the people that are in the center, not just what is in best interest financially for the center? I think those both need some consideration, and I'm not sure we're there yet. I'm not saying I'm not in support of helping funding the $18 million, but I think we need more in place so when we get to that point, we've got public commitment. Question came in my mind based on comments Sharon made. It sounds like this is going to be pretty much a full service hospital. Are we going to be able to do colonoscopies? Are we going to do knee surgeries? What are we going to do that we can't do now? And what is our out migration plan to convince people that if you build this, I'll go there to get a colonoscopy instead of going to Jackson? Are you going to bring my doctor here that does lots of these when he does them, as opposed to somebody saying, well, yeah, I can do one or two a year, and I'm exaggerating, of course, but a lot of these kind of services and surgeries, patients will go to where the expertise is. So in order for that to be effective, we need a plan to bring that expertise here. And the public needs to be convinced of that, not just this board of commissioners. So those are just a few things that come to my mind. And based on that, I think it's premature to have a motion that would write a check for $18 million today. I don't think we're quite there yet. We want both our boards unanimous, the healthcare board, the sublet center board, and convinced that if we go down this road, it's in the best interest of the citizens of the county. And we get to that point, I'm good. Well,
Mr. Chairman, that's okay. Well, to answer your question, Joel, I agree wholeheartedly. We don't need to write a check today. But I think we do need to move forward if all of the questions are answered, that we, as county commissioners, if we agree to commit this money, and it gives all these boards a chance to say, okay, we got to get together because the money's there. We don't have to go out, fill out a whole bunch of applications. She's got it. I'm sorry. I just had to say it.
We have a budget.
I understand.
A spot for that.
Yeah. But anyway, we need to, there needs to be a lot more discussion. But there also needs to be light at the end of the tunnel. And I think if we turn the light on by saying, if all the questions are answered, we'll help both these organizations do what's best for healthcare in Sublette County, which we need to do. I'm full in favor of it.
I would say those questions need to include questions we haven't even thought of yet.
Oh, absolutely.
So if you recall, the motion stated upon USDA grant approval and the Sublet Center's approval. So a lot of those questions throughout this process of them approving the two will be answered. And we're not writing a check today. It's after those two approvals.
my turn. Can you hear back there?
We got told this morning.
Talk loud.
Couldn't hear.
Yeah, we were told this morning we couldn't hear. But I could yell loud. You know, the sublet center is where I'm going to be at some point. Most of us are in this room at some point. And so it's an entity that we need to take care of. And how do we go about doing that? I don't know the answers to that. What I do know is it's going to take concerted effort from the citizens in this community and all boards that are going to be involved in this issue to come together. I look at the sublet center as the final landing spot. And when I go by there in the summertime during the rendezvous and that, and I see those folks out there lined up to enjoy a little bit of history. You know, and it kind of gets me here because I've had my wife's people have been there, and I know how important that is. I know how important that sublet center is to the individuals that are there to be able to get out and still be able to communicate with individuals downtown if they can walk around and that. And so I'm sitting here wondering, number one, when the merger takes place, if in fact that's what it ends up being, where are the two boards going to be? Is the healthcare district board going to usurp the sublet center board? Will they be an advisory board? Will they be included in all the monetary decision making? Those are things that, in my mind right now, I don't know about. And I'm going to have to be convinced that when this is all said and done, the safeguards for sublet center are in place so that if something should occur with the critical access hospital, that the sublet center is still able to survive. And that right now is a big issue in me, with me. And do we need good health care? Absolutely we do. I'm not opposed to health care at all. I just want to make sure that when we get to the end of the road, we don't have a cliff that we're going to step off. That would be one concern that I've got, and that's huge. And so I think to take, and I know that there are out there people who say, geez, we've been hashing this over for a long time, but this is an important decision. And it is going to take the right mentality to sit down at the table and give up a little to gain a lot. And it's going to require that from not only this board, which I believe is ready to help in any way they can, but it's going to take the dedication from the two boards and the people in this community, and they cannot be left out of this decision-making process. So that's my take on it.
I guess I'll speak again. I don't know if it'll be the final speaking, but my take on what I just heard, let me preface that by saying when I had heard your request and hoped to supply was the board's intent to support this project moving forward based on contingencies that you may have, that the sublet center may have, and that we may have. I appreciate the motion, and I appreciate the second, because it brought about discussion, which we needed. At this point, and the commissioners have a chance to speak to this as well, what I'm hearing in summary, what I've heard from Commissioner Rawhauser, is that it's his intent to support this project to fruition, providing all the contingencies are made. I have said the same thing. I think Commissioner Noble has said the same thing. I think Commissioner Bousman has raised reasonable questions and concerns, but I did not hear Mr. Bousman say he was not supportive of the process moving forward. What I did hear was, at this time, we don't have a budget for this, which is no surprise. We don't get an $18 million request every day, I will say that we have the means if we decide to do a budget transfer for, or if we decide at the upcoming budget year, which may be along with your timing in terms of monies, that we could make that money available. I think Commissioner Vickery has also said that he's in support of health care, but also interested in looking at other options which center around the legacy and the life at the center, if you will, for the people that that live there, that are used to being on that campus and so on. I think that all comes into consideration with future discussions. We have all received an email from Patty Rosich, who is the chairman of the Sublet Center Board, requesting that the three boards come together for a meeting in the near future. And I think the groundwork laid here today makes it the perfect opportunity for us to move forward with this. There again, what I hope to accomplish was to try to provide you with some reasonable assurance that you have the majority of this board looking forward to the intent of trying to help you out. Now, I'm going to let the other commissioners speak and then call the question. I will not be supporting the motion as made, but I think I've spoken very well to where my intent is. Anybody have any other comments?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would just clarify that my intent is basically the same as our board chairman's. I support moving forward with this discussion, but again, I think it's maybe premature to have the motion that is on the table at this time. I think it would be much better to get our questions answered, have public meetings, get input from the public, and I think by budget time, which would be when we develop our budget in June, our budget hearing in July, I would hope we're a lot further down the road at that time and we would be in a position to, you know, maybe it'll be $20 million. I don't know what it might be, but I hope by then we could have a lot of these questions answered and be all of us united and prepared to move forward at that time. Matt, you want to talk here?
I seconded the motion. Commissioner Noble made the motion. I would have no problems amending my second to, if he would like to amend it to, because we've hashed it out. Everybody kind of knows what we're talking about, where we want to go, and to say we're going to write a check today may be premature. There's no, I agree with that. But if we want to call for the question, I don't have a problem with that either.
I don't think there's any doubt in the discussion that's went on here today where the commission stands. It's in support of some health in Sublette County. How that's going to be ironed out is going to be determined by the decisions, the discussions that's going to be forthcoming on the boards that are involved in this and the community. It's so important to involve the community. And so, you know, I think perhaps the 18 or 20 million was a little bit premature, but only because we don't know for sure what that number's going to be. And it would, I think, benefit all of us to know what that number's going to be before we say yay or nay. So the support from what I hear and what I see from this commission will be there. We just need to know what is going to be required for that support.
Mr. Chairman, my intention with that motion was to draw out this communication and this conversation. I do believe that it's hard for the Sublette Center to move forward with a merger or acquisition without this support. I wouldn't make that commitment if I was them without knowing that there was our involvement with the financial backing. So I don't believe it's premature simply due to the fact that I put the contingency of the USDA loan and the Sublette Center approval Those are two big hurdles that are going to take a lot of time for you to submit your application to the USDA. And with our support and a motion, it'll also make that USDA loan a lot more substantial. So on that, I don't believe this motion is premature. I think I'll question.
Question's been called. We have a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Aye.
Aye.
3-2.
How did you vote, Commissioner Victor?
You know what? I'm going to abstain.
Ooh. All right. Motion fails. 2-2 with one abstention.
Who all voted what? Sorry.
Commissioner Rawhauser and Commissioner Noble voted aye. Myself and Commissioner Bathman voted no. Commissioner Victory abstained. Now, I want to reiterate, this vote does not reflect what our intentions are. I think you've heard very strongly that we want to move forward with this project and help to the maximum that we can, including the not-so-scary $18 million. I do think there's some work to be done before that. I hope we have given you what you need to continue moving forward. And I would like now, since the question was raised about a joint meeting of the three boards, to try to come to some time frame suggestions on when that might be appropriate. And I think, Ms. Rassage, if you don't mind, I would start with you, because I think your board has some information probably to digest and opinions to give before you're ready for that meeting. But do you have any time frame in mind that you would suggest the three boards get together?
Possibly the second week in February. That gives us another meeting, the healthcare meeting, and then sometime then.
Okay.
Is that doable?
I think it's doable. I think from previous dialogue that Wendy Goldman has a conflict on the 11th through the 14th.
So after that, it would be nice to have as many board members there as possible. And I know possibly a facilitator so that everybody can speak, but somebody will keep us playing by the rules.
Wendy?
Did you say in February?
Uh-huh.
No, I'm gone January 11th through the 14th.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Okay. But I personally would like to see it before that. I mean, we have waited months and months and months, and we've answered questions, and we've gone from one board to another board, and we really need to act. We need to do something. We can't wait any longer. We're going to lose our building season if we wait much longer. And, you know, if, I don't know, I mean, I really, really want the sublet center involved in this project, but, you know, are we at the point where we need to just go ahead with the call? You know, we can't keep putting this off and having another meeting and then another meeting and then another meeting, and that's what we've been doing for 6 months.
Well, I understand, and I think that's a decision that the healthcare district board will have to make. Knowing what I know from information this morning, there is some concern, and as Dave Dorn just mentioned, about a decision or a statement that their attorney may have had regarding the legality of such a, okay, I don't know what to say other than merger. And I think they need time to parse that out. I don't want to sound trite when I say good decisions take time, but they do take time. I don't want to see this thing go by the wayside over 2 weeks, but that's entirely up to your two boards, because the commission is here to help in whatever capacity we can. The decision on what you do is entirely up to y'all. If you get to that point, then we're back at the table. So I've heard the second week of February. You would like to have it sooner than that. Perhaps you two can get together, come to something that may be acceptable, and then email the rest of us, and we'll try to get an equitably agreeable time. The point is, we want to try to still move forward with this. And if we can't get to that point because you guys have differences, then I guess our intent's a moot point.
Mr. Chairman, I have a motion to make. I move we support in concept, strongly support the idea of the healthcare district sublet center board moving forward in a united effort to support and improve the quality of healthcare for Sublette County citizens. I would also include in that motion the obligation of the Sublette County Board of Commissioners to fund and provide, with your help in choosing the right person, provide a facilitator. I think this is an important enough issue. We would all benefit from having a professional facilitator keeping us on board, making sure we've covered all the bases we talk about. There's quite a little to doing that. And I think an independent facilitator, I think Patty made a very good suggestion. We've talked about it some in the past. And I think that would be a help to getting this done. It wouldn't cost that much. We could take it out of our consultant's budget.
Already overspent.
Well, maybe we have to do a budget transfer. We're not talking millions of dollars, by the way. We're talking a few thousand. So
what is exactly the motion?
The motion is to support in concept the moving together in a joint effort between the Sublette County Commissioners, the Sublette County Rural Healthcare District, and the Sublette Center to improve the quality of healthcare for Sublette County citizens, and for this board to provide a facilitator to facilitate that effort in bringing the three entities together in future meetings, which we just talked about.
And I'll second that, Mr. Chairman.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Motion to second. I'll call the question. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Can I say one thing? as the person that puts together the agenda, I was given an agenda request for 15 minutes just to update activities. I don't think it's actually fair to the public to have a motion prepared that's not on the agenda.
I appreciate your concern, and believe me, I have shared some of the same opinions in the past. I think that your concerns are legitimate in terms of the agenda request. It just so happens as this turned out with the principal parties here, we have a motion that just sets or paves the way.
I was talking about the other motion. $20 million.
Oh, okay. All right. Gotcha. But anyway, I think this sets the way for us to have more public involvement with a chance and opportunity to have all three boards come together,
right,
open to the public, which is what we have needed for some time now.
Right.
But thank you for clarifying that. Okay. Bill.
Well, I've listened to the Sublette Center's concerns, and they're legitimate. I've listened to you guys' as the commissioners' concerns, and they're legitimate. But, you know, we're all on the same page, and you guys have expressed that. It's very much appreciated. But if we go ahead and apply for our loan soon, I don't think anybody should be upset by that, because we have a schedule. If we don't start building in the summer or no later than the early fall, it's possible this whole thing could be put off for another year. And then we're going to go through an election. We're going to go through a commissioner election, a rural health care board election, a presidential election. We need to move. We need to know that we're going to be able to get building materials. And we can, on our own, I believe, get the money that we need. I see the $28 million figure written down. That's the first time I've seen it in writing.
I'm hoping we can come in quite a bit less than that.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
So on a lighter note, Gary, your face was worth a million words when I said that. And Happy New Year.
Any other commissioner response?
I'm just wondering if we could set this meeting up for, say, the 24th or 31st of January. 24th or the week of the 27th, anytime. Because you have your meeting, we have our meeting on the 22nd.
Second. Right, and you were proposing the 24th or the 31st?
The 24th or any time the week of the 27th.
All right, let me get back to you even prior to our meeting. Because we don't want to hold you up, but we need to have our meeting before we can all come together.
I think we both have our meetings on the 22nd this month.
Good. All right, thank you.
And I would also think that if anyone on the board or the commission has suggestions for a facilitator, that they would get in touch with Ms. Rasich with those so that we can look to pursuing that.
I would also ask, especially Commissioner Bausman and Commissioner Vickery, if you have some questions that you want answered, please bring them to that meeting so that we can do our best to answer them at that time and we don't have to drag it on some more. If there's anything at all we can answer for you, even ahead of time, call us, any Dave or any one of us.
Dave.
I just want to thank thank you guys for your support. I think we're fighting history here a little bit. And when we're working on this project, everybody wants to know if it's real or not. You know, and to answer the questions that you guys have concerns about, this support should help us move ahead. Thank you.
Hope so. Yeah. Anything else from the commission? If not, I think we'll move to our next agenda item after a brief recess.
Thank you.
I don't understand.
The rest of the day?
One thought I have was maybe start at home.